Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Make sure you hear me out there in radio land. I'm your host here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. I want to say thank you so very much for joining us this morning. We have an exciting show. I tell you, it's so wonderful. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. And I actually gave thanks to the one that deserved the thanks. I'm praying that we just didn't think about just ourselves, that we think about the one that created us and the one that supports us and keep us and protect us from all harm and danger. So with that being said, I don't know if Frida's on this morning. Frida usually do the prayer for us. But I don't think she's there yet. So I will go ahead and do the prayer this morning. I just want to give thanks. Father God, I thank you this morning for a wonderful day, a wonderful opportunity, another opportunity to allow you to use me. I release myself to the Holy Spirit that you will speak through me and our guests today, that we will say what you want us to say because you know exactly who's on this line and who's on the internet around the world. You know exactly what they need to hear from me and the guests. So, Father God, and we just thank you and ask you to bless every mother and daughter around the world. And as we bless, as you bless mothers and daughters, Father, that it penetrates throughout the family to fathers and sons. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to serve in this area. I thank you for choosing me. I can't think of a better thing that I'd want to do, anything better than I'm doing now. I thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the blessing. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. That, to me, is, you know, it's it. That's the good news. You know, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Why would he do that? It's because he loved us. He wanted us to be free. He wanted us to be safe. He wanted us to be healthy, wealthy, wise, and enjoy the Garden of Eden. And sometimes I tell people, I say, you don't realize you're still in the Garden of Eden. This is the same world that was created when Adam and Eve was here. This is the same garden that they played in. The only difference is that now we have buildings and roads and constructions that make it look like it's a different world, but it's the same world, and God wants us to enjoy it. And no matter what we go through, he will take that, if you will allow him, and turn it into good. He's about good, and that's what we do here on the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network with our Faith Trust Ministries. We share the good news. I mean, you can always hear something that's going on that's terrible and it makes you feel bad, you know, when you watch the news and you hear about this one killing this one and bombs going off. It really disturbs your spirit. You can't say it doesn't bother you. It disturbs your spirit. And if you watch a lot of that, you'll be paranoid. You're walking around scared of people and, you know, afraid that, you know, it might come near your dwelling. But if you focus on good news, that's why God said focus on good things. Always think of something good. When you think of something good, you have peace within your mind. You can walk around with all the things happening. When you got the peace of God, you don't even worry about those things because you know you're protected. Of course, you got to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I mean, you got to be saved in order to get the benefits. You can't just do anything you want and think that you're going to receive the same benefits as the children of God. You know, it's just like the lady said, well, you know, Master, she was asking for the Master to help, and he said, well, I can't give the children's bread to the dog. And she said, well, even the dogs deserve the crumbs, meaning that, you know, no matter where you are, you can eat from the table of goodness. No matter what you go through in your life, you can turn it around and make something good out of it, because that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to take whatever situation that you're in, even right now, you can make a decision and stop what you're doing, make a decision, and turn it around. And that's what we're talking about today, how you can take something that has happened in your life, and at the time when you're going through it, no one can ever tell you, oh, this is going to turn out to be real good, because when you're going through, you're like, really? This is going to turn out to be good? Do you know what I'm going through? Do you understand? You don't understand. Yes, when you're going through, but think about it. God said, I'll be with you no matter where you are, no matter what you go through. I'll never leave you. Just trust me, and I'll walk you right on out of it. You don't have to go through any suffering. You don't have to go through pain for the rest of your life. But let's take what has happened and turn it into good. Expecting you to help him, help his other children. So when we go through something, you know, don't sit on it. Share it. That's why I get up on Saturday morning, every Saturday morning for 5.5 years. I'm not saying it because it's a chore. I'm not saying it because I'm looking for some kind of recognition. I'm saying it because I know when I started, I wanted to sleep on Saturday mornings. You know, I mean, Saturday mornings is like, you know, you don't work all week. You said, wow, this is my day. I'm just going to rest in. That was me anyway. And I know a lot of people think that way. Because that's your day to rest. Because most of you are going to go to church on Sunday. So Saturday is that day that you kind of figure, well, this is just my day. And that's the way I was. But then I realized every day is God's day. So when I get up on Saturday morning, I get up and I meditate, ask God, what is it that you want us to talk about today? Even this morning when I was looking for the title for this show, I was still thinking, even though I knew we had a guest, I knew generally what we were going to talk about, but you still need a title to put out there so when we send it out, people can hear that we have a guest and give them some general idea what we're going to talk about, even though it may be very broad in different areas. So this morning, I'm excited because we have a young lady that's going to share her life story with you, and she's going to be a blessing to many of you. If you know someone that has been in prison, and you know that, you know, when you go to prison, I mean, we don't know for sure. That's why CC is here, Espute. And I want to make sure I called her this morning. CC, what's your last name? So I just want to make sure because you don't want to mess that up. She's going to share that because she knows she walked in those shoes. She knows. I could sit here and talk about it all day long. It's not going to mean anything to anybody, not the way it will mean when Cece starts talking about it. She's going to talk about it, and when she talks about it, people going to, that has been in those shoes are going to listen, and they're going to listen with a different type of hearing because it's, okay, now she knows because she's been there. So that's why we try to bring good news from the person who have done the, who have experienced it, who can tell you firsthand, I know for a fact what I'm talking about, and people are going to be blessed. So if you know anyone that's been in prison that is really condemning themselves and have not forgiven themselves and feel that they are not a citizen of the United States and they don't have the privileges to do as other citizens does here in the United States, or be able to travel and to go wherever they want throughout the world, then they might want to come call in and listen to the show. Have them to call 347-539-5078. 347-539-5078. And what she's going to share with them how to get clemency. And clemency is just, it erases whatever happened. Your record is clean. So don't just sit back and hear this message for yourself. Every last one of us knows somebody that has a record that they want to get off. They want to clean their record and they want to move forward. And Cece's going to share that with you today. So, like I said, have them call 347-539-5078. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie here at the Round Table talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Our stimulating topic this morning, a mother shares how she was granted clemency 8 years after being out of prison. 8 years. She was out of prison 8 years and was granted clemency. If you want to get in contact with me, you can. You can reach me at Dr. Bessie 1, that's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number 1, at gmail.com. That's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number 1, at gmail.com. Again, our stimulating topic is a mother shares how she was granted clemency 8 years after being out of prison. So with that being said, let's go here. I want to look at, before I bring her on, I want to go back and look at her bio. She sent me a bio, and I want to make sure I look at that. Cece Espute, like compute, Espute, yes. And she, come on, she'll make sure I get it right. She is a speaker. Cece, I've been knowing Cece for years, so she's not a stranger to me. We've known each other for years. I didn't really know her story until she was introduced to me by Cynthia, and she decided that she was going to tell. I think it was at the Butterfly Awards, which is a part of the REAP program. And she spoke. That's right. She was the speaker. That's what it was. And she was speaking about her life. And, you know, you can know people for a lifetime but really never know them. And she decided to speak out and share what she had been holding within herself for years. Cece also was, she was a sergeant, a former sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. Now, if you see her, she's very petite. You wouldn't think she was a sergeant in the Marine Corps, as cute as she could be, but you know, she was. Cece's also got 40 years of experience. She's a photographer. And she went back and studied and became a videographer as well. And she's been doing that for almost 40 years. So what we want to hear this morning with Cece is that, you know, how she gained clemency. You know, most people don't even think, I can go back and apply for clemency. And she says she discovered it. Now she's going to go for the presidential pardon. She's going to take it up to another notch. So please, please have your people call in. Have them to listen to what she has to say. I'm going to just say a couple more things, and then we're going to bring her on so that you can hear her because she's the woman of the hour here. Last week we talked about the healing powers of good news, and I just want to bring it up because when we have the conversation, I like to keep you up because we have new people coming on. I know we have our main group, but every once in a while we have someone come on and they don't realize that we have a conversation going and it goes from one week to the other and the topics kind of vary. So we were talking last week about the healing power of good news. And good news is that those words that make you feel good, something that adds positiveness to your spirit, something that will change the way you do things. You know, good news. That's what we're about. We're about good news. I want to make sure. Okay. Somebody was texting me. I just want to make sure you all hear me out there. So good news is to make you feel good. And that's what we are doing. Even though it may be, the root of it may have come from something very sad, but when you can walk through it and you can get the good news, Cece heard the good news, clemency. She heard that. When she heard those words, it resonated in her spirit. And when it got in her spirit, she said, I'm sure she had a thought. Because that word creates that thought, and that thought creates that vision. And now she's living in that reality. She heard the word. That's the good news. You know, God can take you through anything. You can have whatever you say if you believe. You know, I live on Mark 11:22-24. You can have whatever you say if you believe it. So she heard clemency. She thought about it. You know, I can do this. She saw herself receiving it, and now she is. She has it. She's living in that reality. And with that being said, I'm going to go to the lines now. Let's see if we can go here and find out which one CC is on. Maybe right here. Click one for me, CC, please. CC, if you can click one for me. Okay. There you go.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for being on the show with us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. Definitely. Thank you.
It is definitely a pleasure. You know, we've been knowing each other for quite a few years, you know, through Cynthia Oliver, who's our co-host. And when she was talking last week at the very end of the show, it was kind of a right at the time when it was saying 90 seconds and I needed to close out. And I told her, I said, you know, and the Lord just said, well, why don't you just have CC come on and tell her story? So that's how I get my guests. You know, the Lord would just speak to me and say, why don't you just have her tell a story? And I was thinking about it all week, and I thought, how many people can be blessed just from hearing, you know, your story? So now what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to share with the audience. I'd like you to tell us a little bit about your mother and daughter's story. I know that you are a mother of two children. One is a daughter and one is your son, beautiful young ladies, and beautiful children. And then you have how many grandchildren?
Six
grandchildren.
And I don't really feel old enough to have six, but yes, I do have six grandchildren.
And you don't look like it either, so that's the good news. That's the good news. Nobody would ever look
really
at you
good
and six grandkids. You didn't look like you had one. So just keep looking the way that you look. So start off just telling us your story the way that you want to share it, the way the Lord placed it on your heart, because you have an audience here and the switchboard is full. So they want to hear you, and I'm going to shut up and let you talk. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. So like you said, I do have a felony conviction on my record. And one of the things that really impacted me when I was in prison was how disconnected women were from their families, especially their daughters, you know, while they're in prison. And I was very lucky to be in a facility where they actually gave us classes, parenting classes, so that when we would come out, that we would be able to reestablish those bonds. Because they did a survey and they realized that if the inmates do not reestablish that bond when they come out, not only do they have the chance of going back to prison, but their children also stand a chance of ending up in prison. So that is really critical that you reestablish those bonds. And when I came home, at first it was hard. It was really hard to, you know, fit back into my children's lives. And slowly over the years, we've been able to reestablish a relationship. But sometimes I really do feel a little resentment there from them. But I have to know that I'm the one who caused the situation. And so I just have to handle the situation gently, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say one thing to you. I don't know if you're speaking on a speakerphone or what. You're kind of blurry just a little bit. I don't know if you can adjust something.
Okay.
But I'm hearing you. Are you there?
All right. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah. That's much, much better. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, the audience,
sorry.
That's okay. And I don't know if the audience heard what you were saying, just to make sure, but you were saying that once you came out, that your kids, you feel some type of resentment from your kids, from your children?
Yes, right, because here I was coming back home to parent. I'm the mother. You do what I say. But they had all of these years where I was not there, you know,
mm-hmm.
So that's what we had to reestablish the boundaries, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
And fit back into our roles. And while
mm-hmm.
I may never be that mother, that authority figure that I was before, you know, we've developed a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's good. Because, you know, you can't go back and undo what you've done. And so you have to, and if you, you know, just turn it over to God, because it can be, God can erase it as if it never happened from their mind. But, you know, sometimes when children have this image in their mind, how you gonna tell me what to do when you did this and you did that? It takes some time. They have to live through some situation, realize life is just not black and white as most people think that it is. And, of course, you know they love you. So that's not even a question. You know that. It's just a matter of, like you say, adjusting and getting to that boundary so that you can have that relationship with them. Now, when you went to prison and you spent your time in prison, what were you thinking? Did you know about clemency when you were in there, or did you find out about clemency when you came out? What were your game plan when you were in prison? How were you planning to get to where you are now?
So I was one of the prisons that I was at was in Texas. And
mm-hmm.
they came in and they were doing what they call pre-release classes. And in Texas, they have a really great program when prisoners are released. And I remember the speaker said to me, "Wow, we're not going to be able to help you because you're being released to Florida." And I thought to myself, like, wow, there must be something here in Florida. And I really just never gave it another thought.
Mm-hmm.
When I was transferred to Coleman to be released, as I was leaving, it just happened to be April 1st was my release date, the guard said to me, "See you soon." And, you know,
right.
I had a lot of attitude back then, a lot of anger. And I remember I started bobbing my head and saying, you know, "What? You can come to Miami? What?" You know. And
mm-hmm.
she looked at me very innocently, you know, knowing her job was secure. And she said, "No, 96% of all inmates violate within the and come back."
Mm.
And for me, it felt like somebody just stabbed me in the heart, you know, because I was like, 96%? That's huge. That's a huge percent. That means, you know, like only four people don't come back every, you know, out of the 100 that are released. And so as quickly as I could, I made it through the doors just in case, you know, they had made a mistake because it was April 1st,
right.
April Fool's Day. And on my way home, driving home, I just thought to myself, wow, you know, when I was 12 years old, I did not dream of going to prison. You know,
mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to be married with, you know, two kids and a white picket fence. And I just knew that going back to prison was not something that I wanted. And
mm-hmm.
so that was the first thing. And that's the first thing I tell anybody, is that you have to not go back. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to want to be free. And
mm-hmm.
from there, it was just a matter of, you know, talking to my probation officer and just trying to live life in a good way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of naturally, you know, one thing led to another. And next thing I know, I had finished my probation. And then 5 years had passed
and then I was eligible to apply for clemency.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, okay, 5 years, it took you 5 years to apply. But what, so with that, you decided, let me first say I'm proud of you. I am so proud of you because you made a decision. And I tell people all the time, you can change your situation simply by making a decision and having faith that you make that decision and you're going to stay in with it. You made a decision. No. When she said to you, I'll see you soon, you know, and you looked at her, not me. But you made a decision. I'm not coming back. This case, you will never see me again in life, you know. So we have to get that strong with our decisions. And once you say it, then God will honor that because that's your will. God will honor your will. And your will was to never return, and you have not returned. And now you've turned this thing around and helping somebody else.
Let me just say, the joke now, you know, because God has an amazing sense of humor. Now I go back to prison all the time to speak, but I don't have to stay. You know, so that is where I always laugh. God has a sense of humor because I go back all the time now, you know, but just to speak, not to stay.
And that, but see, it's just not to speak. I see it as being a little deeper than that. I see you planting seeds. And see, God is using you to plant a seed in the minds of those women or men or whoever you're talking to. And those seeds are going to manifest because, see, you walk through the door. You walk down those roads, and you know what it's like. And you go back and you say to them, I know I've been where you are, and look at me now. All you got to do is make a decision to change your life. Change your mind, and it will change your life. If you believe what you say, you shall receive it, and God is not a man that will lie. So regardless, you know, that's why some people say to me, Cece, you know, well, Dr. Fletcher, you know, why is it that people that are doing bad things, they receive, they're living the life, because it works for the just and the unjust. He can't have it one way. He says, whomever, whatever you believe and don't doubt it in your heart, then you're going to receive it. We just hope that we receive it, believing and receiving good news. So the thing that, and because we have a prison ministry where there's like 147 women in there going there each week, and I teach, and Cynthia teach, and now Cynthia's doing the teaching, but they still going to look at us differently than they would when you walk in there. You understand? Because they know, you know really what it's like, because they can't really tell us when we go in. But I thank God for you because we are now formulating a group of women, and this is the reason that we are formulating this network, so that we can go in and we can create a bond that we can help each other. It's mothers and daughters helping each other in this network. And whatever you need, it's going to be there. So when we go out and someone says, you know, I want to regain my freedom, and I know you can go to God and you can get freedom. We know that. That's the only freedom there is, really. But we are here in this world, and we have to live to the rules and regulations for the physical body in the world. And people want to have a good feeling. Tell us what it felt like once you got it. First of all, tell us the steps that you went through and then what it felt like.
Well, God is an amazing God. When I decided to apply for clemency, you have to complete your probation, pay all your fines and restitutions, then you have to wait 5 years, and then you can apply for clemency, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I had done was I had my application filled out from day one. As soon as I could get the application when I came home, I filled it out, I had it in an envelope, and it was ready to go. The day after I was eligible, so I did 5 years probation, 5 years after, and then I applied. And then it took me like another 8 years to get the actual clemency. But I put it in the mail the day after I was eligible, and then I actually forgot about it. And here's the amazing part, is that I had moved several times, okay, and then just happened to move back to the house beside where I was living when I first sent the application in. All right. So totally forgot about it. And I still had the same phone number. And so one day the probation office called me. I didn't recognize the number, but I was like, hey, I don't know anybody, anything. And I answered the phone. So that, mm-hmm. for me, was two miracles right there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went down to the probation office and I met with them, and they did a background investigation on me. And I was absolutely heartbroken. I was just like, I can't believe this, you know. But then a friend said to me, Cece, you present very well. You might not look good on paper, but you present very well. He said, go to Tallahassee. Go to your hearing. And I did. And I had never been to Tallahassee before. Tallahassee was just somewhere out there, you know. And when I went, my son was with me, and I'm sure everybody thought that he was the ex-offender, but he's actually in the Navy. You know, mm-hmm. there's that stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
And they called my name, and I stood up, and you could see that the governor was surprised that I was the ex-offender.
Mm.
I went up, and he asked me all kinds of questions, and one of the questions that he asked me was, what were you thinking when you were committing your crime? Now, my crime was drug conspiracy, which means that I knew people who were selling drugs, and I didn't tell. That's what I was convicted of.
Mm.
And I actually told the governor, I said, you know, I am so sorry. I was not thinking. I was just thinking about getting money to feed my kids and support myself at the time. I was not thinking about the effect that it was having on other families. And I also told him that I was incredibly sorry, and that the person I am today would not even be friends with the person I was.
Mm.
And you, deep down in my heart, I'm truly, truly sorry for the things that I did. You know, every day I look and I go, wow, you know, but when you know better, you do better. And so the cabinet, the Florida cabinet, unanimously granted me an approval to get clemency. And, you know, like I said, God is, he's got a lot of, he's got a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said, you're approved, I took the paperwork and I walked straight out of that hearing, got in the car, and drove all the way back to Orlando before I stopped, which is about probably a couple hours drive. I drove all the way back without stopping because I wanted to make sure that they hadn't made a mistake and were going to call me back and take away the paperwork. You know, so we had a good laugh about that. And, yes, grant me the clemency. And I have to say that it absolutely changed my life. It changed how I thought about myself. It changed how people view me and interact with me. So getting clemency for me was an amazing thing.
Wow. That's an amazing story. That is a blessing right there. But what really touched my heart, you know, I've heard your story before, but something just jumped out when you said, I looked at my phone. And I thought, I don't owe anybody anything. I'm going to answer. They were getting me made a decision. You know, a lot of times we get phone calls and we look and we say, oh, I answer that. And you don't know. God is trying to get in touch with you. He's trying to get in touch with you. Suppose you didn't answer that phone. You see what I'm saying? God is trying to
mm-hmm.
call you. He has to work through phones and people and things like this to get you where you go. You sit around, we pray, we ask God to help us, and then the devil talks you out, oh, don't answer that. But thank God. You see how God moved you back next door. So
mm-hmm.
That's why you keep the same phone number, and you believed him, and it worked. And that's an amazing story. And I know you out the audience, I know you all felt that because I was feeling it. And like I said, I've heard it. But I felt it was pleasing to my spirit. So when you go out to speak, I know that the women, their heads are high and their shoulders are back, and I know they feel elevated knowing that there's hope. Is that your experience when you go out?
Mm-hmm.
They feel elevated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, people ask me, why do I do what I do? And the reason I speak, it's just to let somebody know that they have the power of choice, and that once they make that decision, whatever it may be, that God will move in mysterious ways and things will happen and align, and that it is possible to change.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely is possible to change. So, you know, that's really why I do what I do, you know, because it's, for me, it validates my experience when I can see the light go on in somebody's eyes and they can know that, wow, they could, you know, that my struggle was not in vain and that I can actually help someone.
Mm-hmm. And you can think about Joseph, you know, how many years he was in prison. And look where God elevated them. You know, everything that we do in life, you can take it. God will take it and turn it around for the good. He will take, if you just ask him, he will take it and turn it around, what man thought was evil, and turn it into good to glorify the kingdom. Now, another thing that I heard that jumped out at me was the fact that the young lady said to you, Cece, you present well. Now, had you not gone, you could have said, oh, man, that's just typical. They just denied me and let it rest. But then God said, no, I got another move. See, God had another move for Cece. He spoke to you through a female and said, you know what? You present well. You heard those words. You believe them. And no, it was so amazing how you said, I wouldn't even like the person that I was then. I mean, there's no way they could have said no for what you just said on this radio that you said to the governor. I mean, that's all they want is remorse. They want to hear it. But not only did they hear it, I'm sure they felt it, because the way you said it this morning, it resonated through my spirit. And I know you said it even deeper with standing there, because you know that was your chance. And God is telling you, say it and believe it. So anything else you'd like to share with us before I open it up to the audience that you would
say? No, I'm ready for all the questions. I'm ready.
Okay. Anybody got a question for Cece, just click one. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go here to the switchboard. First of all, let me see. Cynthia, I'm not going to put you on right now because, you know, Cece, let's see what we have here. Let's see what we have. Good morning. 2744. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
And this is Minister
Erica? Story. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. Sometimes I can recognize numbers, sometimes I can't. It's still this morning. What would you like to say to Cece, or would you like to ask her a question about her journey in clemency?
Actually, I can relate to Cece, and I was surprised when I received your message about calling in and heard the topic, because I, too, was once incarcerated. So she blessed me.
Okay.
She definitely blessed me. Although it was months, it was supposed to be 1 year, but it ended up being only 5 months, praise God. But I can relate to what she was saying and with the population and what was going on, and I can honestly say that journey for me was a life-changing journey, because in there I made up my mind not to give up or to give in, but to get out and be able to share it with someone else, because sometimes God will take you in places. We may do the things, but his reason, we may not know. But I knew then I actually grew in prison, although it wasn't a federal or anything. It was just a little kind of like a school. It actually was a school that they turned into a holding facility. And I can remember it was after the 4th of July, and the judge didn't want to sentence me, and it was a felony as well. And I took my kids there, and I went in, you know, just so I wanted to let them see me and I see them. And at the time, they were all young, you know, mother four, single mother. But I wanted them to see me for the last time, and I wanted to see them. And it was something that the judge could not do. He could not allow me to be taken away in the presence of my kids. But even during that journey there, you know, and he told me, he said, I'm doing this to help you, because if I don't help you, you're going to self-destruct. Because growing up in a family, you know, and being abused and misused, it caused me to grow up be an angry child, you know, and it didn't matter at that time with me. And I just had that in my mind. But at that place, in that place and at that time, I thought about all the things. I had a chance to be still. God will get you where he wants you just to use you to speak to you. And I said then, I said, when I come home, my life would no longer be the same. I would not be in the same company. My character would not be this way. And I started planning and setting little goals, just small ones, you know, those that I know I can meet. And one of the things I said that I would not be a part of the system or on the system. No food stamps, no welfare. I will work for everything.
I'm amazed. I want to say this because we got so many people got their hands up, and I want to bring as many on as I possibly can. I did not know your story, but as this, I have a group of, and I need to put you into that group that when I text, it goes to everybody, and you're not in that group. And it's so amazing. As I sent the text, God said to text Minister Erica. Isn't that amazing?
Yes,
so you
would
text simply
like, wow.
By yourself. God told me to text you. I had no idea.
Yes.
So you don't have to hear more of your story. But with Cece, you know, now that you know, have you been given clemency?
I did not. That's what I'm saying. When she said that, I've never known anything about clemency. So when she said that, as she was talking, I started pulling it up, looking like, okay, I don't know if I qualify because it was 5 months, but just from what you said, Cece, that totally has blessed me.
I'm gonna hook you up with Cece, and Cece can help instruct you. Cece, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Minister Erica is a part of our leadership with Mothers and Daughters. She's a minister now. And what I want to do is to maybe get the two of you together, and you can kind of share and assist her in some way, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd be very glad to do that, because everybody's case is different, and depending on the circumstances and how you were charged, you can either have your record sealed, expunged, or pardoned. So, there's different levels. So, Minister Erica, I would love the opportunity to speak with you. Definitely.
Okay, I'm looking forward to
I'll make that happen. See, God's got a way of blessing you. I tell you, he told me to protect you. All right, thank you, Ms. Erica. Let me get a couple people on here. All right, God bless you. Hold on. All right, that's see, we're blessing already. God is using you as a blessing. All right, let's see here now. Let's see who's here. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Dr. Bessie?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
All right, I'm just really enjoying your program as usual, and this morning just really touched me because. You know, I never was in prison and stuff like that, but I did have problem with the legal system, as you know. We talked about that before. And I just want to say thank you for bringing those two ladies on, the first lady that did the time and got clemency. That was excellent. And I heard her. She said you can get it sealed, expunged, and I missed the next one, but I guess it's clemency. And I also enjoy the minister that just speak before. Okay, and my name also is Cece. So when you was like Cece, press number one. I press number one.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. So this evangelist Cece wanted me the other minister and the other lady that just told her story. It was awesome. And God laid it on my heart to have my ministry to help young black guys that are in prison. You know, I'm just coming around just doing that now. So this is awesome. I really enjoy today, and I would like to get together with them also. So you just working, you know, and you just doing your thing, and you just helping people all over. And I just pray, God, and I just thankful for you, and I just thankful for the knowledge that I get from you every Saturday morning, and just keep up doing the good work and never stop.
No, thank you, thank you. I thank God. You know, once you release yourself to God and just really truly say, Lord, lead and guide me. I'm telling you, He'll do things that make you look like you. I tell God, you make me look good. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I know it's not me. It's God that works through me, and we got to release ourselves and let Him work, and people will be blessed. And I, like I said, I didn't know. The Lord said, text Minister Erica. I was like, okay. I keep saying I've got to put it in this group, you know. But I thank God for you, and I'll make sure you get connected with Cece, okay?
Okay.
All right. 1 second. Cece, you got them going on. Let's see who we have here. We have oh, let's see, go down. Oh my God. Let's see. Okay, we have good morning, 5370.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. This is Vicki. How are you this morning?
I am fine, Vicki. How are you?
I'm wonderful and absolutely blessed with the story. Just wanted to thank you, first of all, for what you do and the many women that you liberate and you deliver on a weekly basis. And as far as for Cece, you know, you have such a strong ministry that God is establishing in you. As we all know, all things happen, you know, for the greater glory of the Lord. And I know at some point, either before prison or in prison, I'm sure that you turned to the Lord and cried out to Him, you know, and maybe even in a state of repentance or asking for His strength or His protection or even His wisdom or mercy, whatever you ask for, just because of your free will and you yielding yourself to Him, you know, you made a choice. And we all, if we make the choice, we can be delivered and we can walk over the things that we're challenged with daily. And so it put me in the mind of, like, the first message that was ministered after, you know, God stopped speaking to the children of Israel for 400 years. You know, the first message was repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And what that means is that turn away, change your mind. Everything starts with a thought. Change the way you think about your life. Change the way you're putting your hands to something. And as soon as you did that, doors started open up to you, even if it was just a door of revelation, you know, and strength and power to get you through the years that you were there. And then the final door opened up for you to be released. And, you know, and when you walked out of there, you know, that prison guard that said, I'll see you, nothing but the enemy, and the devil is a liar. When you are chosen by the Lord, I don't care what is said to you by the enemy. If you're sure and you're trusting like you did, you won't go back. But when you go back, you'll be an expression of Him, which is what you're doing. And so it's just phenomenal to know that when women make a choice and they stand strong, because what we deal with daily, it's just a circumstance. It's not reality. Reality is in God. Circumstances are what we deal with every day. And you made a mistake, and you know what? And we all make mistakes. But sometimes God allows that so that He can establish Himself in us to deliver other people. So I just want to thank you for your ministry. I want to thank you for your story. And just trust in Him for your children. You know, you said you felt some kind of way when you came back, because you were coming back from prison, and you're the mother, and you felt like you had let your children down. But you know what? I didn't go to prison, but I had some challenges with my children. And when I turned to the Lord and I prayed about it, He will allow you to minister to each one individually. And I'm telling you, when you put your trust in Him, like Dr. Bessie said, He will erase everything. He's a God of, he's a restoring God. And you will, it'll be just like it never happened. You're going to see your relationship bloom with your children and your grandchildren like never before. And it's all going to be because of what you're giving back to others. God is going to bless you tremendously for what you give back to others. And I just want to thank you and say that just continue, press on, because you established your ministry when you were in prison. You know, when Paul was in prison, he spoke to millions from his epistles, the writings that he wrote to the church of Corinth and Timothy and different people. He was delivering people. So while you were there, you were being filled with the ministry. And I just love the fact that you are releasing it. I've dealt with, as Dr. Bessie knows, young at-risk youth, and recidivism is what that's called. When she said 96%, it's called recidivism, meaning that when people come out and they get back into the same society, the same neighborhoods, the same atmosphere, they return. But when you're chosen by God, when you go back into those communities, you are the change agent and you are the light. So thank you for sharing your ministry and your story. And Dr. Bessie, thank you for what you do, because God is using you tremendously to free a lot of women.
Thank
and that's
you.
All I have to say. Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you.
Wow. That's a blessing right there. All right, let's get someone else on. Thank you, Vicki. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thank you, Vicki.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see who we have here. Good morning. Good morning, 5060.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. My name is Pat, and I'm really glad to be able to tune in. I do have a question, because I thought clemency was granted by the governor of a state. And when
it is,
that she applied for clemency after she was released from prison, that was like an eye-opener. I thought it was before you were released and the governor applied, accepted your application before you were released. Am I correct in stating that the governor also does clemency?
Okay, so Pat, that is, I guess it can be done like that. You know, I have heard of cases like that in the media. You know, when they want to hide something in the media, like if a president is leaving power, that they can commute your sentence while you're still in prison. But for most people, they have to complete their sentence, their probation, wait the 5 years, and then apply. So that's how it's done for most people, you know.
Okay, when you applied and it was granted, what does clemency really do for your record?
Okay, so when you get clemency and pardon are the same things in the state of Florida. When you're granted clemency, when you're asked that question in a job interview, have you ever been convicted of a felony? You still have to answer yes. But then you can say, I was granted clemency by the governor, okay? And most people are not familiar with that term. And so when you use that term, they either have to look it up, or if you're face-to-face with them, you get a chance to explain what it means, that you're a different person, that you've become a productive member of society. And that gives you the edge, like I said, in applying for jobs and you know, just presenting yourself, okay? So, and it more so, it gives you a sense of satisfaction that you have changed your life, okay? So that's what clemency really does.
Okay.
And it gives you the right to vote and serve on a jury, which I don't know anybody who wants to serve on a jury, you know, that's one of the benefits of getting clemency.
Oh, okay. I just really, time I've heard of this program on where people can call in and ask questions, and I'm really grateful that I was given this information. Someone texted me, my daughter texted me and told me to dial in, and I learned quite a bit of information. And Cece,
right.
I wish you the best. I know God is in your, has granted you favor and mercy, and thank you for the program, Doctor.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fletcher, are there any more questions? Hello?
Well, you know, the enemy, I don't want to get this out, but he's a liar. I hope everybody can hear me. It just, the call went out. Are you there, ma'am?
I am still here.
Okay, thank God. I was like, no way. Okay. No, boy, this is deep this morning. All the time I get on this radio program of 5.5 years, never had this happen. And when you said someone texts you, your daughter texts you, and I thought, no, and it just went boop. And I thought it was your phone, and it was my phone. All right, we back on and give God the glory. I am so glad your daughter texted you. We're on every Saturday morning. Text as many people as you want. We're mothers and daughters helping each other. And today has just been a wonderful show in order to give a blessing and good news to anyone that's been in the prison system. Hold on 1 second, please. Thank you for calling in. Keep the number and call in every Saturday morning. We're on, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. God bless you. I do want to get in just a word from my co-host here. She's been very patient, and we only have 2 minutes.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to give our guests some time, but I just could not have you on. So we got a couple minutes here. Thank you for introducing me to Cece many, many years ago. It's just been a blessing. And also I wanted to tell the audience that Cece has a book called Cece Speaks. So go ahead, Cynthia. What would you like to say?
Just a couple of things that God put in my heart. I looked up Revelation 12:11. You know, I'm an educator, so I'm always looking up things to back it up because I never want people relying on our words. Look it up for yourself. God said in Revelation 12:11 that they triumph over him. Who is him? The enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So, Cece, your words that you are sharing with everybody is how you have been able to walk out of this thing, because we know that prison walls do not make a prison, for we have been imprisoned by our minds. And because you have taken the word and you are taking the word and giving people hope, that you have been set free in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you for being my friend and being willing to come on and share your story. There's no more shame. There's no more guilt. But because you have the word of God in you, it's all good. It's all gravy, as they say. Being grace and mercy is chasing you down, girl, and I'm so glad that you've taken the time to receive it. And anytime we have this time out, whether it's in prison or in a hospital, grace and mercy is chasing us down, trying to get us to be still so we know that God is real. And that's all I have to say about it. Thank you for allowing me to share, Dr. Fletcher.
Oh, you're welcome. What I would say to the audience is this, that I would like you to go to our website, mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. Also, join the network. And this is what we are coming in. We're coming to different cities. I want you to know that, and hopefully we can get Cece to join us sometimes on our tours. And next year we're touring. We're going to be telling the good news. Before we leave, I know our time is basically running, but there is one other person on here, and I've gotten everybody, but let's see. I thought it was one other person that we did not hear from. They've gone, well, they unclicked one. But anyway, I just want to say thank you, Cece. It has been a powerful show. I appreciate you coming on and sharing. We support you. We support what you do. And hopefully this show will show. You can go to Facebook, tell your friends, click on it. It'll play. Within the hour, they can play it. Or they can go to our website, mdbn.org, and listen to the show. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Thank you very much. Go out and help someone. We all have a testimony. Let's use it to glorify the kingdom of God. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Cece. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.